Countdown to sequester here on WTOP, less than 2 days now. With the cuts set to begin Friday, how could it impact your health? I asked Gail Walensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope. She led the healthcare team for the first President Bush.
It will have some effect, but it will have less effect in healthcare than in many other areas. And the reason is because Medicaid is exempt from the reductions, and the reductions in Medicare, at least outside of its administrative costs, have been limited to a 2% reduction in payments to the providers of services or Medicare. That's not going to be convenient or pleasing to the providers, but it's a relatively small reduction.
Anyone worried about an elderly friend or relative suddenly not being able to receive care, those concerns can be put off the table right now.
The likelihood of having a noticeable effect, certainly anytime soon, is very small. We need to find better ways to deal with our budget and deficit problems for sure, but people need to put the amount of reduction in general in the broader context. It's $85 billion out of a $3.6 trillion with a T total government budget. We surely could do it smarter than the way the sequester does, which is take 50% directly out of the Defense Department, spare some of the other programs like Social Security, Medicaid, Veterans Health, and then just put it more or less across the board, except for limiting Medicare payment reductions to 2%. But none of these effects need to be regarded as dramatic, certainly not in the short term, and especially for people who are on either Medicare or Medicaid, they should be limited to no effect at all.
Now, not everyone is in favor of the continued rollout of Obamacare, the health care overhaul. But for those who are and those who hope to reap some benefits pretty soon, would sequestration have any long-term effects?
It would only have an indirect effect because of a reduction in administrative costs for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid and for other parts of government. There's so much to do to get ready for January of 2014, which is when most of the new benefits start being available, that any reduction for at least selected offices could make it harder. I think it's going to be very challenging for many of the states to be ready on time, no matter whether we have a sequester or not. Many of the states are only lately deciding whether they're going to expand Medicaid, whether they want to set up their own exchange. There's a lot of work that needs to happen there.
What do you make of some of the pronouncements that have come out of NIH and elsewhere that important research could be delayed and even some diseases that they're on the verge of finding a cure for, that work would be stalled and maybe lives would be lost?
Well, it's easy to make exaggerated statements. None of the agencies, and NIH is included, likes the thought of facing reductions. Again, it would be better to decide in a targeted way where we think we can safely reduce spending. But I think the likelihood of seeing noticeable effects because of the kinds of reductions we're talking about is highly exaggerated. We have to remember that as part of the Stimulus Act, there was a great deal of money that went toward NIH in terms of comparative effectiveness research. And in the context of the increases that have occurred during the Obama administration, these reductions are not going to do anything other than result in increased government spending. But for sure, we could do it a lot smarter, and I hope we will.
Well, as a longtime Washingtonian, someone who's been knee-deep in policy, you worked in the first Bush administration on health care. Are you ready to say, you know, a pox on both your houses about the current condition, or do you see one side more culpable than the other?
It's frustrating to see how dysfunctional government decision-making has become. We've known this sequester was coming since a year ago, September, when the supermajority failed to reach an agreement, which was highly predictable given the numbers they had to achieve. I haven't seen many proposals up until the last 48 hours or so. Neither side seems very interested in doing anything other than pointing the finger of blame. Thus far, the only thing that has happened this year is that we've seen some increased spending as a result of the legislation passed early in January and $600 billion of tax increases. That is not going to resolve our spending and budget and deficit issues or put us on the right fiscal track. These are not so easy issues to resolve, but the atmosphere seems really poisoned. There is more than enough blame to go around to both parties, both houses of Congress, and the White House.
Gail Wilensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope. She led the healthcare team for the first President Bush.